This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we're holding over here in Perek Zayin. So he's speaking about the different halakim and nefashas. He's speaking about the chelak of the nefesh that deals with what he called before the Nefesh HaChiyunis, and so on. And now he's going to explain about another Chelek of the Nefesh. Ach, Nefesh HaChiyunis HaBehamesh HaBeYisrael, Shemitzara Klipa, HaMlubeshes B'dam Adam Kanal. So there is this Nefesh HaChiyunis, which is the Chelek that is similar to Umas Olam in the simple pashit hagashas of things a person wants in eating and so on. V'nafshos behemos v'chayos v'oifes v'dogim tahirim umutarim b'achila, and all those things that we call dvar mutarim v'kiyum v'chios called doim rotzemech mutar b'achila. So there are those many, many different types of mitzvahs, of inyanim, that are in the whole gamut of activities, which we'll call rishus, on the face of it, there is no mitzvah or inissa. A person speaks stam dvarim, a person machalos that a mutter, all these inyanim. Rak she'elam shem shemayim al ritzoyna guf v'chefzer v'tavasai. And except the difference is the tachlis is for some sort of physical gratification. So a person is eating something that's good for him. He's eating a piece of chicken, and it's good for him. It's healthy. It is feeding him. It is b'mekayim him. Ela shekavanosoi einu ela shem shemayim k'dasher begufoi. But there is no machshava in it that it should be the shem shemayim. Loi adifi ma'isidu b'machshavas elu. So basically, those activities never rise beyond the level of the Nefesh HaBehamis. In other words, what is this person doing? Let's take a simple example. I see a person's taking pills. So the question, what is this person doing? The answer is the person is dealing, what's the right word for it? He's buttressing his health. He's doing something to keep himself healthy. That's the explanation for the activity that he's doing. There's no other explanation. A person is sitting and eating a piece of chicken. So what is he doing? Either he's enjoying himself or he's giving himself what his body needs. The description of that act will depend on the person's machshava. So if a person sits down and asks himself, I need to eat X amount of this or that, and what will be the best and so on, and I'll eat only as much as I need, v'chulu v'chulu, so then we can describe this maisa as being a maisa that is a good maisa, a maisa of keeping his body alive. If a person likes the smell and he eats it, it's eating, it's taivas achila. Let's take another example. A person is drinking a glass of schnapps. What is he doing? It depends very, very, very much on the context. If the person is making a lechayim because he just had a simcha and he takes a glass of schnapps is one thing. Person is sitting and drinking, and every schnapps glass has connected another big tzaddik that was lifted in the last month or 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and depending on how many glasses of schnapps he takes, that's how many tzaddikim had to pass away. Then And it's a very different type of maisa. It's a different type of activity. The machshava defines the activity. So if he does any activity that's permissible mitzad the maisa, but his machshava is for the gratification, so the maisa is described as being a maisa of taivas achila. V'akol kashal akol nishpa v'nimshach madrega shnia. So all of this is attributed to klipas noiga. This is the what we said before. There's a darga of three klipas that are bad klipas, and that's klipas noiga, which it's a klipa, but it has in itself some possibility of light. In other words, the klipa is something that has a potential of being good. And therefore, it's called klipas noiga. Noiga means translucent, radiant. It has something to it. So the maisa, all of this, these type of maisim, which are maisim mutarim, but they carry in themselves an element of taiva, are all considered klipas noiga. So let me just explain what he says over here. One of the classifications used in Dizinyanim is that there are four major levels there are four major levels from Ruchnius down to Gashmius, strata, so to speak. Atzilus, Priya, Yitzira, Asiya, and Atzilus is a pure Ruchniistic world, and as it comes down to Briya, it becomes more of a physical entity until Asiya is the world as we know it. So everything finds its way, wends its way down to our world as we see it, and that's the lowest target. So these kohos, let's take an example, let's understand it a little bit. When there's this elementary plan for a human being, and on a very abstract level, on a very primary strata, we say we need a person. The person we need in order to do what he's supposed to do, we need to endow him with the following faculties. So we give him a seichel, whatever it is. We need to endow him with a mechanism that will allow him to keep on functioning, something that will take in energy and materials to keep the body going. At that level, that force is pure ruchnius. It's a very, very, it has one tachlis. So in the Olam of Atzilus, which is the most conceptual strata, it's when it's just things are just a ruchnistic idea, as a concept, achilas kule ruchnius. It is the energy supply to the body. As it comes down to us with complete with an appetite and a blind appetite, and as physical as can be, it is basically very physical, very base, with some ruchnistic element. So in the Olam HaTzilus, this koyach itself is kule toiv. As it comes down to a level that we're at, it's ruba kule ra. V'hi b'chinas mimutzas, and this is something which has characteristics in our world of sometimes you can call it klipa, and sometimes you can call it ktusha. Sometimes it's listed as just four klipas. So he makes a point over here that is a very, very important point in understanding a difference between Kedusha and hefech and tumah. What he's doing over here is he's qualifying this statement as to when does this become kedusha. So he says when you mevar the tov out of the ra. So let's go back to the case. A person does something out of a mixed motive. He's eating with a mixed motive. He likes it, and you know, it has time and so on. He also thinks it will be good for him and so on. Whenever we take something and we leave it me'urav, then it is called klipa. In other words, a little bit, there's a saying in Yiddish, I don't know, maybe in English also translates, that a half a truth is a whole lie. Whenever you have a maisa that is being done somewhat l'shem shemayim, that means that the maisa in its entirety is not being done l'shem shemayim, and therefore it's a misuse. Let's take a very, very simple example. The worst thing in the world, the most evil thing, is called Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. So the tarovis of Tov and Ra is problematic. Let's take another example. Klal Yisrael has something called Erev Rav, and that kills us. Had they not been mixed in, had they been separated, it would be a very, very different story. So certain Hasidus, in Ishbitz, especially in Ishbitz, and there's a lot of talk about bir. The Vatican Madrigas Adam, when he speaks about avoda, they call it being mevar your midos, and I want to give an example of where this becomes a problem, even something we can put a finger on. A person who does bad, so it's in a way it's easy because we can put a finger on it and say, you're hurting people. You have a malicious streak in yourself. You have a bad streak in yourself and so on. And so there's an approach to being able to work with it. Sometimes a person sort of mixes the two, and he really likes being a busybody, but he's mixes it with chesed. So he's busy doing chasadim all the time, and busy helping people, and busy directing people, and really, it's entangled in his own personal issues. And that's much harder to work with. If I can give a dogma, a physical dogma, Rachmana Litzlan, a cancer that is contained, it's self-defined, is much easier to deal with than something that's intertwined with healthy tissue. So an tyravis of Tov and Ra is bad. I remember Rav Volba once said, I think he said it from Bissol Salanta, sarcastically, it says, Machloikas Hashem Shemayim Seifel Iskayim. So he said, why? He said, let's say I have a running feud with somebody, and my motivation is, you know, bad motivation. So comes Yom Kippur, I feel guilty, I feel bad. I say, I'll stop, and that's that. But if a person is under the impression that his machlokas is Hashem Shemayim, then it comes Yom Kippur, he's mekabel on himself to redouble his efforts. So machlokas Hashem Shemayim sefer l'skayim. I remember I've always saying, it would save the world if we could, you know, sort of label things shalei l'shma.
But this Rabbi, is Rabbi Yerucham has an entire maimon on that. It's called Negias Shel Tzidkus in the first chelik of his maimor.
Really? Okay, that's exactly it. And what happens is one feeds on the other. you're getting the ra and the tov feeding each other. So when you have tov and ra me'uriv together, it is ra. The only chetimtz of tov is when it is totally pure. So if a person, best right, if a person eats something that he really detests, but he has to eat it because he's supposed to do X, Y, or Z, then he can say he's eating the same shemayim. But if a person eats and he likes it, but it's also a covered Shabbos, it's not, that's, I don't know, whatever it is, but it's not, we're talking about the beer of the Toiv and so on. So Lemaisa, the beer of the Toiv is that the person is Urban Ispame, Ravid Goyviv Oil of Nechal Vikdusha. So in a case when a person is able to mevar the Tov out of the Ra, then the person is Malik Dusha. So these type of activities, when it is totally Shem Shemayim, that is Toiv. If not, there's one other knage. So this is more like a psychological Indian of where you have the Toiv Ra mixed in. There's one other knage in line with what he said until now, why a mixture of Toiv Ra is bad. Hashem is described as Echad, meaning not only one, it means the only. There is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I have a type, so what that's mechayev me in terms of avoda is that everything is for that. That's all that counts. So everything is all focused on one thing. That's a kiyum of b'chol levav, b'chol nafsh, b'chol ma'idecha. The response, the lemaisa of Hashem echad is there are no other things. In the end of it, either if it's shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nitzchi. If it's not shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is going to just evaporate. So if I'm doing something that is also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then once again, I am, it's sort of, I don't know, use the word, Oivet B'Shnias, it's not, it's lacking in really, it's not that Hashem wants a piece of the action. Hashem is everything. So if there's a Maise that's a little bit for Hashem, not for Hashem, it's different. Keep going, Derech Marshall. Oichel B'Shnias Shmeina D'Tura V'Shoyseyim V'Vusam. A person eats things that make you, you know, kind of uplifted, and he does it for. It says that wine and good smells sharpen a person. A person feels sharper. So then this becomes, now the person is made this part of the world of Kedusha. And again, this is something that Musa taught people to be very, very doubtful about themselves. That thing I said over Sergei Moshe Shapiro, where somebody was sitting when he was in Stanford, and somebody was sitting and saying, the Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. And Rav Moshe pat him on his back and he said, Eli, he said, you should better say a different pasuk, Sisa v'simcha b'nei me'ai. So people, you know, this is one of the areas, I think, where there was a distinction where Hasidus tried to show people there could be a positive side. Musa taught you to question yourself and to say, yes, there were people that ate L'Shem Shemayim. And but you really, really have to question yourself. So also it says Rava would he would tell some jokes, and that way people perked up and put them in a good mood. And so So the test will always be to see how measured these things are, and when does it go, you know, overboard and so on. How much control are you? But if a person does it because he wants to, you know, he's got an appetite, so this is all common, like we sort of dal disoidis. Hina de ze yurit chius abos of ayan shebe kirboy, benichel fisho bura gomo, shebe shol sleepers at meis. The gufoy nasla and levushim a couple of fisho, ad ashe yoshev odom, viyachsavesim terose. So let's talk about this point over here. First thing he says is the chius of the basa and the yayin goes down. It becomes meshubit to ra, like we said before. Like he explained that everything becomes a merkava to everything else. Things become meshubit. You become part of a larger picture. He says the thing itself, Akadosh Baruch Hu created things in the world that to be used for good, and now he's taking it and he's harnessing it to the bad klipas. And his body, when I'm engaged in doing an activity that is physical for the physical, I'm becoming a levusha mekabel for that. Ada she yoshev adam v'yachsav eshem tirasei. Now, there's a big point over here that distinguishes this from dvarim asurim. And he's saying as follows. If a person eats a davar asa, we'll say it up clearly, then forever and ever, that thing is something that's asur. And even if then he goes and he does avodas Hashem with the energy, that will never become kedusha, because the word asur means it is chained. You don't have the keys to release it to any kedusha. So in our world, it has no tikkun and so on. These things, these basar and het and yayin kach and so on. So let's say the person ate it because he's a fresa, he wanted to eat it, but then he sits down and does good things with it. He works hard helping somebody. He sits and learns and or whatever. That's something that allows those nitzoyses to come back again. They are mutter. Mutter means unchained. They can still be, as long as they exist, a person can make good out of it. So the kachon nasa asim reshuva v'shem shizol shehet temuta kloima she'enu koshev v'os v'adchit soinu sheluchal asa Hashem. It's not something that can't become good. So the ruchnius inside it can become, the ruchnius inside it can now become uplifted, and now I'm using it pavodas Hashem, then it becomes kedusha. The one thing that stays is rak, sharishimu mimenu nisha beguf, balkein tzorech haguf lechibut hakevek mashakosim lekama. So there is something called chibut hakeva, and these are all metaphors, that it's as if they take the guf and shake it out. Chibut hakeva refers to some sort of rehabilitation for the guf. The guf's averis are the physical attachments of it, and that becomes a misukin through chibud akeva. There's a beautiful description by Reb Sadia Goyen, where he speaks about chibud akeva. He says, you know, the guf does not feel anything in the keva, so it's not a physical pain. But he gives a mashal, which I think it's very profound, and it sort of complements this. He says, I'll give the mashal, but this, the point he makes. Imagine a person stayed in a hotel. You know, you stayed overnight in a motel somewhere. 2 weeks later, you read that the motel burned down. So, you know, you say, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't in it. I should go to a safer motel, whatever it is. There's zero feelings. Imagine there's a home you've been living in for 50 years. You're away, and then it burns down. Even if it's insured fully, you're collecting insurance fully. You still feel terrible because it's a part of yourself. This is me. These walls. This is all. It's a part of self. If a person identifies with his body, the more a person identifies with his body, when he's aware of his body disintegrating, that's the most profound pain possible. Then I've ceased to exist. Who am I? I'm the one looking in the mirror, and that's it, and it's not there anymore. But if the less a person, the more a person associates with his pnim, then okay, you know, it's like a car. You had a car, used it for 10 years, for 15 years, 20 years, whatever it is, and it's gone. So it's fine. You know, that's it. And one of the reasons why today's society, and I guess it always is true, but today we're obsessed with keeping ourselves looking young, is because we feel we cease to exist if the goof is you know, not what I'm used to, it, not what I like it to be, I don't exist. So this kibbutz akeva is the sort of a processing of it. So even though the person himself is in a did something right, was mekayim peri-viv and so on, but intertwined in his ma'isim, there's a chelik that's taiva. So that chelik comes out with kibbutz akeva. So the inyanim that are we'll call them heta and so on, those inyanim come with a big caveat. They come with a caveat of it being something which is it has to be, it's totally your machshava, and that's really the koveya of what status it has. That's very, very important. The second point that he's making here is, well, the first point actually is using dvarim haterim for physical needs and cravings, physical cravings, not needs, physical cravings, is a chelik of ra. It's nikva by persons. It's not just the maaser that is eating good or not. Is a kedusha, not, depends on what your approach is. The chelik of taiva that's in it, it gives the whole thing a shem klipa. Even if the person, when he ate it, it was the shame one thing, but then what he does good with it, he's malet again, and that's positive. And finally, the last point, that the chelik that if, let's say, a person took in taivas or hanos, and he did it, whatever level of physical craving, the process that sort of weeds it out of the goof is called chibata keva, and then the rest of it can return again. If a person makes positive use of it, there's no reason in the world why that doesn't become insurf to kedusha. Those are the points he's making. I think we'll hold it here.
I just ask a question? Yeah. I understand that if something is not built till Hashem Levadi, then there's going to be an element of chibut hakever. But it's a little bit difficult, like, you know, kasha diuka deresha diuka de sefer, because at the beginning he says if a person's eating laharchiv daiti Hashem utirase or the kaim mitzvah zenik Shabbos, then it's oila Hashem oila ukarba. And then he goes to the other extreme and says, if you're a zeli baser and save a yai in the malas tavasi, like mamish, the opposite extreme. But where do we see that if a person is doing it, he's trying to do it l'shem shemayim, but it's gishmak, you know, like the Chavetz Chaim speaks, if a person is doing a chesed, you're a doctor, you're doing it to help people, but you're also being paid well, it doesn't necessarily detract from the l'shma shabai. Where do we see clearly that's kind of remains lamata?
So he says it, in other words, where do you see it in him?
But he seems to bring two extremes. If it's, you know, a hachavas adas and it's fit to be mekayim a mitzvah, but then either he speaks about if it's mamish a zelo bas and a seve yayin.
Right.
What about what most people are doing? You're earning Shabbos, but you know, why do you choose something which you like? Because you enjoy the taste of it, as opposed to something which someone else likes, which maybe is also earning Shabbos because you spent money on it. It looks nice, but you don't enjoy it. So where do you see that if you're doing it l'shem shemayim and you enjoy it, that I don't know, I'm just trying to understand what this middle level, where are we in that middle level?
In other words, where, so in the words that he says it is, the hainu kishatoiv ha'me'urevba nizbar me'ra v'goy v'oylech v'tusha. So the word nizbar here, he means, it's very meduic, this point over here, and it's a point that, again, he speaks about the problem was the toiv that's me'urevba becomes nizbar me'ra v'goy v'oylech v'tusha. So the point he's speaking about is birur. And the muscle that I can give, you know, that's closest where you can sense the two things is, if a person is making a chasna for a child, and especially, you know, very special, like the first child, the last child, the child that was difficult, you know, when you really have an extraordinary amount of emotion, you want to make it very, very nice. And you say, I really want it to look very nice, and we'll have this and that. You're not thinking of the fact that you're going to enjoy the steak or whatever it is that you're going to serve. You don't think, you know, when you're going to a restaurant, all the machshavas are which steak tastes the best. But when you're planning a simcha, you know that having nice food and good wine makes a beautiful atmosphere. But it's your emotions there, not your stomach. You're not thinking about what you're going to eat. You probably might not even eat. You're so busy, so involved, but you're able to take that out. The same thing, you know, a person who's a big person can do that with a Suda's Shabbos. But we do have those, that sense of things that you're, when a person, I always say, look at a chasna. Look at you know, and especially a chasna that didn't come easy, and you look at him, a chut making a lachaim, and you see tears in his eyes, and you feel it's a very ruchnistic moment. You look at the kids at the bar, and it doesn't look like, so it's not such a ruchnistic moment. It might be very spirited, but it's not a very ruchnistic, it's spirited, but not spiritual. Look at it. Here you have this thing. I always say, one of the most beautiful and spiritual moments is when a father by the chuppah, by Dekins, let's say, Ishka, thank you. When he bends down and kisses his daughter and gives her a bracha, it's usually the most emotional. It always brings tears to my eyes to see it. So a man kissing a woman and it's a Yom Kippur moment. I don't need to go on the other examples. So take a look, the same Isa, and you say to yourself, zero type of pure ruchnius, and vice versa. So this is what it's about. Avraham Avinu is mashpia Eliezer on his bris milah, because his bris milah is a heftzer shel mitzvah. It's like a sefer Torah. That's what it is to him. So it's the person. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to get very annoyed when Safdonim would tell stories at a levaya or a hespit, and Reb Chaim said more than once. There was one I remember especially where there was somebody at Dashon who was chock full of stories. I don't know if Reb Chaim heard, Reb Chaim didn't hear, but Reb Chaim guessed. And he said, it says that, you know, because of the lechem that he brought in, there was echet man, because of the water, this. He said, I don't understand something. If a poor man comes to my house, I wouldn't give him bread, I wouldn't give him water. Maybe I wouldn't shecht oxen and give tongue, but so why don't I get these type of things? So he said, he's coined the phrase "nit the meisim lount of." I've mentioned the men lount of the meisim. In other words, you don't define a person by the stories, you define the stories by the person. It's how you do it. The Adam, the person involved, what is it like? And that defines the Maisa. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question just on kind of riffing on Rabbi Hammer's point?
Yeah.
So
it's Rabbi Hammer.
Basically, right? I guess I got that same feeling also, that there was like a little bit of pejorative idea that, hey, you know, like those examples that the Rav gave, that you're not this, you're this. Like you're not here for the right reasons, you're here for kind of self-serving reasons. I feel like there's a book I think Peter Thiel wrote, it's called Zero to One, right? Like basically like zero to one, there's an infinite differential, right? So like I feel like when you think about dialing that, you know, are you Kula Hashem or you're Kula for yourself or you're somewhere in between? It feels like until you're zero for Hashem, you're kind of fine. Meaning like as long as you're calibrated, I would think that like, you know, I'm doing this, I'm eating on Shabbos. So yeah. I'm eating because I'm a God-fearing person, I want to serve Hashem, and I'm eating because I'm human and I want to enjoy my food. And as long as they're calibrated, I'm not trying to fool myself, feels like you're pretty good. When you get to zero and you're like, or like Rabbi Lepkowski's example, like, you know, the opposite of the dad, you know, kissing the girl, like that is, you know, like I appreciate is kind of not good. But like, as long as you're somewhere in between and you're just being honest, like, it seems like that's like what we should be, right? And, you know, it feels
So let me, I'll explain to the kids. Your point, let me explain the point that's driving him and where we're missing something. Let's say if I tell a person you need to earn money. You need to work, earn money. So I don't know, let's say a salary of, I don't know, just pick a number, $100,000, that's excellent. 90 is 90%, it's pretty good. It's something. 90 is something. And so is 80 is also something, and even 60 is something. I can say earning X amount of money, having X amount of money is a thing. Let's say a neurosurgeon is learning to do neurosurgery. So he trains on, I don't know what they train on, but whatever they train on, they train on. So he'll do his first operation, let's say on a chimpanzee or whatever, on a plastic, whatever he does. When the surgeon tells him, that's nice, it's about 80% right. So it is a good measure for his training, but it's not, we want to say, well, listen, we'll let you do surgery because 80% is quite nice. You won't do. He's explaining what Avodas Hashem is. Avodas Hashem is shleimus. That is what it is. It's not. We striving to that. We need to understand a person can be tzal malakim, which means totally devoted to what's right. We get there step by step, like you said. That's 100% right. You can't. But what you're measuring is your progress. Instead of accomplishment. Accomplishment is, I'm a chelek al kai mimal. I'm a person that has an neshama. I can be kelekim. So getting there from where I am is a long, arduous road. And I can be happy with myself at progress. But I should understand, I can never stop at any point other than perfection and say, okay, Baruch Hashem, 80% of the way is also good, 90% of the way is also good. That's the point that he's setting up what is Avodas Hashem. And of course, you know, he has different madrigas of tzaddik and beinoni. There was one person that they used to say that he was the beinoni that he meant, and everybody else was less than that. But it's not meant to be miyash a person. You definitely need to measure progress in a way that makes sense for you. But you need to understand that shleimus, it's not just a lot more. It's the goal. That's the point that he's making, I think. Okay, the Seder.